You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The consensus of forecasters is that inflation eased a tad last month, which should show up in the official Consumer Price Index due tomorrow morning. To start this week, let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been doing oil prices just about every day. They are not what they were earlier this year. Is that the only reason we might see some easing in the official inflation rate tomorrow?
No, we have other reasons for optimism. Things like used cars, for example. Wholesale prices are falling, and so we're looking to see whether that translates into declining retail prices for consumers.
And if tomorrow the Consumer Price Index comes in less than expected, would that be enough, do you think, to ward off the big interest rate increase that the Fed has been telegraphing for next week?
Probably not for next week. There has been a parade of Fed officials that seem to suggest that they are going to do another very large 75 basis point hike.
And back to your first point about used car prices. So if you're shopping, you can now go in with some attitude?
Definitely. For both used and new car prices, where inventories are starting to slowly improve, if you can't delay, you can certainly try your hand at bargaining.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.